good afternoon, and welcome to the KXCB, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from the basketball press box here at the Bearcat Arena for today's show. And we got a good show coming up for you throughout, as we'll be talking Northwest Missouri State Athletics. I'm John Coffey. Matt Trenton on assignment for today, unable to be with us, but he'll be right back with us again next Tuesday on the KXCB, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Got a lot to talk about, as we always do during this show. Northwest Missouri State football coming off a good win as they defeated Lincoln University this past Saturday, 59-0. In that game, they picked up 481 yards of total offense and held Lincoln to just 50, and also 25 first downs offensively, and Lincoln only able to come up with 7 the entire game. And up next for Northwest, it's a trip to Warrensburg to face Central Missouri this upcoming Saturday. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff. We'll have that broadcast right here on KXCV, KRNW, beginning at 12 noon with our pregame. And for volleyball, they came up with a couple good wins this past week, winning in 3 sets over Missouri Western as well as Newman. They also have this week's MIAA Defensive and Setters of the Week. The Defensive Player of the Week is Kaya Luring, and also the Setter of the Week is Ella Caffrey. And they'll be at Emporia State on Friday and then also in Topeka on Saturday to take on nationally ranked Washburn. Again, that's the way the volleyball's schedule looks for this week. We'll be talking volleyball coming up here in just a little bit as well. And for soccer, they went 1-1 this past weekend. Went over Missouri Southern last Friday 4-0, then a loss to Central Missouri 3-0 on Sunday. They're on the road this week. They'll be at Hays, Kansas on Friday, taking on Fort Hays State. And then on Saturday, the trip north to Nebraska Kearney. Cross country gets back in action this weekend. They'll be in Columbia, Missouri for the Gans Creek Classic, kind of a tune-up for the MIAA meet, which will be coming up a little bit later in October as well. And for Northwest Women's Tennis, they were in action this past weekend in Oklahoma, down in Edmond, Oklahoma, competing in the ITA Regional Tournament. Northwest Women's Golf, they're currently involved in the Central Region Preview. That tournament taking place in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Paige Hoffman had a very big first round yesterday. She was tied for second, shooting a 71 in the first round. That team tied for 10th. Overall, though, with a 312, round two already underway again in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. We've got a good show for you today, as we'll be talking football coming up next, as we'll be joined by a defensive lineman for the Bearcat football team in Jake Fisher. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prunery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're coming to you live today from the basketball press box at Bearcat Arena. And while we're in the basketball press box, we're talking football here as Jake Fisher joining us, defensive lineman for the Northwest Missouri State football team, a 6'5", 260-pound junior out of Smithville. And Jake, it's great having you with us on the show here today.
Yep, thanks for having me on.
And Jake, let's just kind of talk about, I guess it's been particularly the last couple ball games. It really seems like the defense has really come around. And the defensive line in particular starting to get quite a bit of pressure on the quarterback. The matchup with Fort Hays State, 4 sacks in that game, and then on Saturday just made things extremely tough for Lincoln University and what they wanted to do.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago after our Emporia loss, we really got challenged by Coach Wright. We were kind of lost as a group. We didn't really know like our direction, and we kind of just had to find our identity. And I think we've done a good job since. Kind of found fits and how we're going to do things. We kind of simplified some things up front, and yeah, ever since the Hayes game, he really challenged us to be our best. And like he said, it just like just having us do different things, and it really has grown, and we've done a lot better. So yeah, I think guys are playing harder. New guys are stepping up, and they've done really well. So I think we're headed in the right direction.
And it's been fun watching your progress through the Bearcat program to develop where you really had a great season last year and then coming into this year, being named a captain of the team, too. Talk about your growth as a Bearcat and the way things have gone through your career. Now, as I mentioned, a junior in this program and being one of the leaders on the defensive line.
Yeah. Junior, technically, it's my fifth year though, so it feels like I've been here forever. But yeah, I mean, just my growth through the years. I've been here for a long time, so I've seen a lot of guys come through and a lot of success in front of me. Yeah, I think just my freshman year, I got to sit behind some guys that were really talented, like Sam Roberts, Zach Howard, Elijah, and all of them. And then last year, I get the chance to step into a role and get on the field and. Playing alongside Zach, yeah, it's always easy playing next to a guy that good, and it kind of just took off from there. We clicked really well, and yeah, and I just haven't looked back since. And I've now coming into this year as more of a, after losing two great players, obviously it's a challenge. It's a challenge to me to become, because we've had a leader in our group for so long now. Like Zach's been here forever, and losing him was huge just for like leadership in our group. And he really challenged me, and then along with like Kobe Claiborne, to step up. And I think we've done a really good job this year now that we've kind of found our role. And I think guys are starting to follow along, and I think it's leading into more success and hopefully more to come.
Yeah, and really when you talk about finding your role the last couple of weeks too, it's, you're seeing a lot more players kind of get in and a good rotation of linemen coming in and out of there, which is something when you were starting to, you worked in that rotation as well, to where it's something that's paying off right now and will pay off later in the season as well, I would think.
Yep.
And when you talk about some good players that you, coming up, Sam Roberts, one of those, now with the New England Patriots, right. You have an opportunity to keep in touch with Sam much?
Every now and then, not a whole bunch, but I'll shoot him a text every now and then. I think one time I was playing Madden and I saw him on the game and told him to get a speed up and he said he's working on it. So, yeah, but it's cool to follow his journey, and just the opportunity that I got to share a room with him was super cool. So,
yeah, I bet so. Let's go back to the Lincoln game this past Saturday. Lincoln, a team that's been struggling. I mean, it's no secret that they're in a work in progress there, and I think they have made some strides over past years. But, again, it looked like you guys accomplished pretty much everything you wanted to in that game defensively.
Yeah, we pretty much we knew we had a big game coming up this week, obviously, but we didn't want to overlook our opponent. But we just had to. We're pretty much playing with our backs against the wall, and we're taking every day as like a new day, and to bring our best every single day, and that's what we did through practice and keeping the energy high, even though you're playing a team that maybe isn't as good as some teams you'll play during the year. And yeah, we just pretty much we took the field with a lot of energy and pretty much did everything right. Stopped the run, got after the quarterback, and yeah, turned out pretty well.
Overall, I think, you gave up 50 total yards in offense for the game, and at halftime they were saying there were just 7 total yards. So that was a pretty dominant half of football you guys had
for sure.
And then the offense helped out as well. They got a lot of things rolling, too. So it really looked like the three main aspects of the game, offense, defense, and, of course, special teams, just all came together this past Saturday.
Yeah, I think it was really our first game where we finally put everything together. Everything clicked, and when all three things are – running well, it usually ends up good for the Bearcats.
Another thing, too, and obviously you got up early in that game, and it just really appeared from our vantage point watching it that the team just seemed to relax a little bit, and just you guys were out there having some fun Saturday.
Yeah, it was fun to see. A lot of new guys got to play it on Saturday, some of the backups, and it's fun to see those guys. You know, they've been sitting behind watching a lot, and then they actually get a chance to go out there, and it's really fun to cheer those guys on.
How much fun was it, too, to play in front of a crowd like you had this past Saturday?
Oh, yeah. Anytime we get to play at home, it's I always enjoy it a lot more. It doesn't matter what team we're playing. I mean, get to play in front of our fans, get to show what you've been working so hard for all year, and to get to put it out there in front of everyone and show what you got, it's always cool.
Another thing, a bit of a change in the start time for that game. Initially, at 1:30, then it was moved up to noon. Then you had a little bit of rain delay there, or lightning delay, until 12:40. You guys have had a little bit of experience with that in the last few years, where you have to be a little bit flexible with some of this.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. We were finally back onto some normal start times. We had a lot of those night games that kind of sitting around all day, and then some weather delays, too, with that Emporia game. But I'd much rather be in our locker room than over there, so ours is comfortable, and I know they had to get up pretty early and leave, so we always had the one up there. So,
what are some of the things you try to do? Obviously, this past delay wasn't that much out of the norm, because once you got started, you had played it to the finisher, but a little bit of a delay and a little bit of a change, I would imagine, in your pregame routine leading up to the kickoff time there. How do you adjust for things like that?
I just try to kind of stay calm. We always talk about it, you don't want to get too excited sometimes. Like, sometimes you can get too amped up, then you're out of it mentally, and you can screw up. But I just kind of try and stay calm, just stay somewhere comfortable, and stay loose as much as I can, and just make do with what you have. So it's like nothing we can really control about it, so we just got to take it from best foot forward. So.
Well, you've got a big matchup coming up this Saturday, Central Missouri on the schedule down in Warrensburg. What are you looking for out of this matchup? Again, it looks like it's a battle between one of the top defenses in the conference against one of the top offenses.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this matchup. Kind of another game for us to prove ourselves. I mean, backs against the wall, like I said earlier. I mean, we're looking in front of us, not what's behind us. We know what's happened in the season already, so we're looking ahead. We're excited for the challenge. I'm super excited for us up front. Another chance to show what we got. It's gonna be a hard-nosed football game, and I'm super excited for it.
When you talk about maybe simplifying a few things here for the last week or so, what's been the biggest changes that you've seen on the defensive side of the ball for the team?
For mostly up front, we've just kind of focus more on not running so many games and stuff. We're like, we got a little out of control in the first two games. We kind of settled that down and got back to just kind of pushing guys around and getting in their face and compressing that pocket into the quarterback and trying not to get him out of that pocket. So that's the biggest change for us up front. And I think it's gave us a lot of success. So I think if we just keep building on it, keep putting little wrinkles into it, it's going to keep going.
Now, you come from Smithville, and not only a football player, but a standout basketball player at Smithville. Talk about your high school career.
Yeah, high school, it seems like forever ago now. But, I played basketball, football, played baseball for a little bit. Basketball was good. We never had the greatest teams, but I think individually it was pretty good. But football was always the joy. We had a new coach come in when I was a freshman, and he was super awesome, and kind of led the way for us. My class was the first team that ever got through districts, won districts, got to the state finals, or stuff, Final Four. I mostly remember my senior year through football and all the success we had, and it was pretty cool to kind of set the stage for the guys behind us and all the success they've had now, which is they've had a ton. So it's kind of cool to be the first group to really have that success.
Yeah, kind of a bit of a trendsetter there for them, right? And we talked about playing baseball. What position do you play in baseball?
I pitched. Couldn't hit very well. I kind of hung that one up early.
All right. And then you look around. You got another Smithville native on the team right now, Cody Samoncic, a linebacker. I imagine it's kind of nice to have a Samoncic on the team here. And on your side, as opposed to when you go up at play Washburn, you have Kellen Samoncic on the other side at quarterback.
Yeah, it's super cool. I mean, I grew up, Kellen's probably my best friend growing up through elementary school, through middle school, high school. We played all sports together. He was my quarterback. He's throwing me touchdowns. And yeah, it was crazy that first time that we played at Washburn when he came in, when their quarterback got hurt, and I was out there. Just kind of made eye contact, just kind of started laughing. It's just funny. We're like, that's crazy. Like, we played together for probably over 12 years and never played against each other. But now having Cody here, it's funny too. He he's kind of just like a little brother to me almost from growing up. And yeah, it's cool to see. It's cool to see him here too.
I would think so. And going up against Kellen, again, as you said, he's probably a little more used to it now than it was. But yep. Let's talk about the matchup last year at Bearcat Stadium and how that was when he was coming in as the starter and you're a dominant force there on the defensive side.
Yeah, it was a crazy game. That was down to the wire. Coming in, I think they had a really experienced O-line, and we were probably one of the best D-linemen in the country, so we were getting after him, and he was pretty poised back there, but we were getting after him a little bit, and he was hurting after the game, but he played really well, led his team down to score in that last drive, and kind of had to rely on our offense to go down and make that score, and yeah, it was crazy. I was like, no way, he's about to beat us again. I was like, are you kidding me? But yeah, it's fun to compete against them now. It's since we've been teammates for so long, but hopefully. Wish him all the best. I think he got injured again this year, so just praying for him and looking out for him.
During a week such as that, do you keep in contact at all with him, or did you kind of go radio silent during the week leading up to when you play each other?
We'll shoot some texts back and forth. I sent him a funny picture of him with his helmet shoved up in his face from high school. So. But
just trying to help him a little bit.
Yeah, I don't talk too much back to him. We respect each other, and it's just fun. It's fun to play against each other again.
All right. Now, as far as some of the things you like to do off the field, what are some of the things you do to relax when you get away from football? I know football takes so much time, but I imagine there are a few times when you need to just get away and relax a little bit.
Yeah. I enjoy going out to the golf course, playing golf. That's probably the most fun thing I like to do outside of football when my body's capable of moving around freely. I enjoy going out there with friends, hang out with family. Nothing too crazy, but in season I'm trying to recover as much as I can now. So
yeah, I imagine that's just something that's important day to day.
Yeah, for sure.
As far as academics, you talked about you've been here a lot, despite being listed a junior. That COVID year and everything kind of changes the eligibility up a little bit. But what's the future hold for you?
So I will graduate in December, and hopefully next year play out my 6 year, and then get my master's, get my MBA, and then. After that, just see what happens, I guess. I got to actually go out in the real world. I'd actually have to stop playing football, which seems crazy at this point.
Yeah, well, you might as well milk it as long as you can here, because you're out in the real world the rest of your life.
Right, so that's what everyone says.
Yeah, might as well have some fun here. And it looks like you're having a lot of fun right now playing football for Northwest, currently leading the team in tackles for loss and sacks, and actually the active leader in both of those right now, too. So off to a good start this year, and hopefully we'll have a lot to talk about the rest of the year with you. Jake, thanks a lot for being with us on the show.
Thanks for having me on.
And that's Jake Fisher with us, a defensive lineman for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team. We've got a lot more coming up on our Coach's Show right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarylandDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Time now to talk volleyball as Amy Worth, the head coach of the Northwest volleyball team, joining us, along with a couple players off her team, and Kyle Luring and Ella Caffrey. And Amy, coming off a good week.
Yeah, we had a good week with just the results, obviously, but we thought what went into it was a lot higher level than we've been doing. Obviously, beating them in three is always what we want to do and every volleyball team wants to do. So from the standpoint of that, I think that was positive to be able to have that happen for us. And so we just overall, I think, did the process at a really high level.
And wins over Missouri Western last Tuesday night in St. Joseph. Obviously, the show last week was Tuesday afternoon, so we haven't talked about that one. And let's just talk about going down to St. Joe again. Now, that's a place you've had some success.
Yeah, we have. We the girls were saying we play well there, so their level of you know, pressure that they felt on them wasn't very great. Like, obviously playing any time is you're going to feel some pressure, but I think with their feeling of how they like to play there is, you know, helps them a lot to go down and be confident. And I think that's just what you fight every place you go when you're on the road is how can you be walking and be confident and own that gym. And so we feel like we own that gym and can play at a high level there. So that helps from the get-go. And I thought being able to get that done in three was really positive from that piece. And, you know, hitting at the level that we want to hit is still something that we need to do at a higher level. But there were signs of that, seeing that we can hit at a high level in some of our sets. And we just got to put it together more consistently throughout the three sets. But happy with any win that you can get away, you know, get away with a win there at 3-0 and not have them ring that bell is always something good.
No doubt about that. That's something that's kind of a sore spot with, I think, every team that goes in there right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I think so.
Get a little extra motivation.
That's right.
Maybe
that's
that
right.
Kind of backfired on them a
the
little
thing
bit.
The thing is we've never seen the bell be wrong, so we're not going to be the first team that makes that happen.
Sounds good. And then, of course, as you mentioned, three sets with the win over Newman.
Yeah. Newman's a tough team to play. They're pretty scrappy and chaotic. Scrappy, chaotic would be the words together that would describe them. So it's just really hard to play against a team like that because sometimes they don't hit traditional balls that you're used to seeing. And it takes a high level of focus to be able to play a team like that. So I thought we did a good job being at home and defending the paw and being able to put two sets together that I thought were really high hitting percentages and kept our errors down low, which is helpful because we're not giving points to the other team. So overall, I thought we did our game plan at a high level and were able to get in there and get it done.
Well, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, we have Kaya and Ella with us here, and obviously they played well this past week with Kaya getting the Defensive Athlete of the Week and Ella as the setter of the week. So you have to feel good about the performances these two have.
Yeah, we're you know, you look in the middle of your season and we're not quite there yet, but we're getting closer to the middle of our overall season is developing consistency, and you're seeing that from these two. And every day in practice they're giving it everything they have and pushing our team to be their best, and they're being their best. And so that you want that to translate on the court, and we're seeing that translate on the court. And obviously with Kaya's record breaking you know, digs, that's awesome to see. It's awesome to be able to play a team that's not necessarily the best team out there, but get good results out of it and get a school record. I think that'll, you know, makes you feel good from that piece.
Yeah, 31 digs, and that was a record that goes back to 2010, which
yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's that long ago, but yeah, you're looking at about 12 years there. So
yeah, and I know who had it, so that's dating me a little bit, isn't it?
All right, can I just kind of talk about coming up with that record and what that means to you?
It means a lot. I actually didn't know that I was even close to it. I know Jackie mentioned that I had 11, and I was like, wow, it's 11 in the first set. That's a lot. And I feel like we handled them pretty well, so I was shocked I had that many. And then towards the end, when I heard that I did, I was really shocked. But I think the main part of that is, like, our block did a really good job of, like, setting it up so the only option they had was to hit at me. So, I mean, credit to our block, really.
And then Ella, a great performance as well, coming up with a setter of the week. And just talk what that means to you.
I think it means a lot just to show what our team's putting together, because you can't get assists without having kills, and you can't set a ball if you don't have a pass. So I think, as Amy said, things have just started to develop more, and we've been able to put together a full team performance.
For the two of you, what's been the biggest change here in the last week or so?
Honestly, I feel like just finding a flow, kind of consistency, what Amy was saying. In the past, we played some teams that are, like, Newman. Like she said, it's a hard team to play. But, like, if you just stick to your game plan, I feel like that's what we've gotten better at. We kind of are sticking on the same path throughout every game.
Yeah, I think we all love to compete and we all love to win, and it's just coming together and playing as a team because we all want to win. It's just like playing together that has come together.
Hey, you feel like maybe just turned the corner just a little bit here?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely feel like we turned a corner, especially like Mo West, like you were mentioning earlier, as a rival, and that kind of gave us a fire under us because we don't want to hear the bell or anything like that. And they had to pack the house tonight, so we were kind of like, we're not losing any sets. We got to sweep them.
I imagine that's a fun atmosphere just to play in, whether you're at home or on the road, when you get a packed house like that, and a little bit of extra momentum really is something that's why you play the sport.
Yeah, we love when there's a lot of rowdy fans out there.
And as you look ahead here, Amy, back to the road, Emporia State and Washburn coming up this weekend, Emporia State on Friday, and then you have the nationally ranked team in Washburn on Saturday. Just talk about this road trip coming up.
It's going to test us. I think anytime you're on the road, you're going to be tested. You're not in your own gym. But from the standpoint of Emporia, they have a new coach, and I haven't watched a ton of film on them, but you can see some of the things that he's been working on with them, and they have like a backbone that they're trying to like, you know, to play from the standpoint of this is what we're going to be about, and this is what we're going to stick to, and this is going to be what we do. And you can see some of that take place in their playing already. So I think that's good for us because it's not so chaotic, and we kind of can figure out what they want to do. It's stopping that and minimizing their wants. And so they're, you know, pushed UCM to 4, so that was good for their stance at UCM. So we just need to dive in a little bit deeper when it comes to watching film and figure out what they want to do and how we can defend that. We're defending at a pretty high level. I think we're around 21 digs per set when it comes to conference only, so we feel good about the defense side when we're really in the trenches with the team, and I think we can outlast Emporia State when it comes to that piece. Washburn's a different beast. They always are. He reloads them pretty well every year. They have a nice lefty that we have to be aware of, you know, but they went down to UCM and got swept. So I know they're going to have some fire underneath them. But we always play well at Washburn. There's always something that goes on at Washburn that ticks us off and gets us playing at a pretty high level. It usually has to do with volleyballs and warm up. And at that point, we're pretty ticked off and we play at a very high level. So I don't expect anything different. We've already played there this year at a tournament, so it's not a place that's unfamiliar with us, to us. And so we're going to be ready to have a good week of practice. So that's what I'm excited about, is how can we get better this week in practice with a full week? We didn't have any midweek matches, and then take that on the road to these two opponents.
I know in the past you just talked about going on the road and how it's a good bonding time for the team, and how the group really kind of enjoys being together. Both of you might kind of address what it's like to go on the road with this team.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot sometimes. I mean, sometimes we have Taylor Swift blaring on the bus. Sometimes we have rap music the whole time. Also, a lot of people try to read more books, but that doesn't usually happen when there's music playing. So, I don't know. It's just a fun experience.
I guess Taylor Swift, if you were down in Kansas City this past weekend, you might have had a chance to run into her.
Yeah, that's been a talk in the locker room this week for sure.
Amy, one other thing before I let you go. I noticed you have the portable court set up at the north end of Bearcat Arena here. Any thoughts of moving that outside to Bearcat Stadium sometime, like they did up in Nebraska this fall?
We would have to be able to sell out Bearcat Stadium. So whenever we get that many, when we really start selling out this stadium, I feel like we can work into the next stadium. So I think it's baby steps, you know, but they would be huge steps to sell out this. And I just challenge everyone to come watch us play our next home game, because volleyball is a fun sport to watch. And there's a reason why all the Nebraska fans are, you know, crazy about that sport. It's a great sport to watch. And so just, you know, challenge people to come watch us play, and let's sell this out first, and then we'll work on Mel Church Mosfield there. We'll put that on his field.
All right. Well,
I'm sure he'll like that.
All right. Sounds good. Again, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show again this
week. All right. Thank you.
Again, we've been talking with Amy Wirth along with Kaya Loring and Ella Caffrey. We'll be back, and we've got more coming up on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Time to now to talk soccer, as we are joined by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State soccer team, Mark Gordon. And to make sure we get this right, we'll let Ekat say her name or last name. Ekat's good with you here on the program. Just tell us how you pronounce your last name.
Ekaterina Theoharides.
All right. Well, Ekat, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show here today with Mark. Is Mark, I think, set up now with this?
Struggling.
Well, new site here today. Yeah. So we're at the basketball press box here on the Northwest Missouri State campus at Bearcat Arena. And Mark, just talk about this past week. You ended up with splitting the two games. First of all, the 4-0 win over Missouri Southern last Friday.
So I felt that the game, we came out quick, played a really good style. We were possessing the ball, moving the ball, good communication, creating a lot of opportunities, maximizing the play that we're capable of, and came out on top, and thought that it would be a good carryover into Sunday's match from the previous Sunday. So.
And then a matchup with Central Missouri on Sunday again. Just talk about that matchup there.
Just need to find some clarity in who we want to be. It was really an extension of the previous Sunday. They just manage to pressure, very good positional awareness, and we just didn't respond to it really well. I felt like we had a couple of good days of practice with the limited time that we have in the weekends and so forth, but they're just a very good team, and just they maximize their abilities in the game, and if we want to be the team we want to be, those are the teams we have to be able to perform against. So I mean, it's early enough, some lessons learned, I believe, and. We'll get ready for this weekend.
I know all teams have that same issue as far as short turnaround time between your Friday game to Sunday. What are some of the things you try to do to make sure that the team is as ready as can be for a Sunday?
You know, with that particular cycle of games, you know, to see what we did the previous Sunday, kind of reflect on some areas that I felt that we didn't capitalize in terms of physicality, 50-50 balls. We went into some activities over a couple days and tried to implement, you know, some of those things, some more physicality, willingness to get into the 50-50 tackles a little bit more, and see if we could, you know, expand our abilities in such an opponent in UCM.
Now, one thing, as we go back to the Missouri Southern shutout win, Lily Ellis with another big day behind goal there, 14th career shutout, and she's two away from tying the school record there.
Yeah, Lily is coming back. She'd been out for a little bit, and so it was good to get her back in the net and build her confidence. You know, it's fine-tuning her now and working on some little detail things for her. So, really commands the box for us and manages how we play out of the back, or if we're going to play a deeper ball. She reads the game really well and what our needs are in certain moments. And, sometimes you can catch a counter. Teams attacking, you get an easy collection, and they might overpress. And so, yeah, we're excited that she's back and healthy and back in net for us.
Now, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, we have ECAT with us here, a freshman from Liberty. Just talk a little bit about what she means to this program coming as a freshman.
Well, ECAT is, I think, in a process of learning a little bit different than the high school and club game. Comes from a storied high school career and won a state championship as a senior. Scored a lot of goals for Liberty North. Comes out of a very good club in Kansas City and coached well. And so I think the piece I think sometimes players need is that physicality piece, and she's grown into the team. I think her future is bright with us. She gave us a little sample of who she is in that game. Extremely pacey, and never quits on the ball, and scored her first career collegiate goal.
You gave her some advice before we came on the air too on how to pronounce her, get people to pronounce her last name.
Yeah, I just told her. I said, "ECAT, you know how you get them to say your last name correctly?" She's like, "No." I said, "You score more goals; they'll say it more often."
ECAT, again, it's great to have you with us here on the show here. Coming in as a freshman, what were some of the things that drew you to the Northwest Missouri State program?
There were many things that really opened my eyes when I was going through the process of choosing different schools. A big thing was that this program is definitely growing, and I would love to be a part of the growing program. It's also far enough away from home, but also close enough that I'm able to see my family a lot. They're able to come watch me play, but I'm also kind of away on my own and stuff like that. But the most prominent thing, I think, was the team culture. All the girls that I talked to when I was going through the recruiting process, they said that they love this school. They were full into the Bearcat pride, and it's such a welcoming culture, community, and that was probably a main thing.
It really appears, too, that you're coming in with a good group of freshmen along that are coming in and really making an impact during this season already.
Yeah, we are a talented bunch. I love every single one of them. They are so sweet, and everyone came here and is working their butt off, and they're trying to impact the team as much as they can.
Mark, just talk about this freshman group that you've got coming in and making an impact with the veterans on this team.
Yeah, it's different. They've all been leaders in their high school programs, and now you have to reflect, step back, and I think they're doing a good job of understanding their role right now, but still go out and dominate when you can and be a good teammate. Understanding culture, I'll always advise them. There's things that we can always get better at. So as we move through the process with them and with our culture and the things that we do, there's things that they might have an idea that can improve what we're doing. And so, those meetings happen towards the end of the year, and they get to put their stamp and their mark on the program, from their performance and when they maximize minutes that they get in games. And then, as they become the leaders of the team as they get older, they get to help, maintain and grow our culture. So the group, I think, has done a very good job. We've had people step in to some pretty big roles in different moments already this season, and I think they're starting to be who they are as players when they're in the match. And so it's exciting to see what they're going to continue to bring to the team this season, and to the program going forward.
ECAT, what's been the biggest adjustment that you've had to make this season coming from a high school and club sport to the Northwest Missouri State?
I think the biggest adjustment is the workouts, honestly. We go through a lot, and they push us really hard, and I think the mentality that you need to be a collegiate athlete is completely different than just being a high school athlete or even a club athlete. They put you through hard work, and you have to be willing to give it your all and push yourself and your teammates so you can be the most fit on the field, you're ready for anything, and I think that was probably the biggest adjustment.
Yeah, I imagine, too, a little bit of adjustment from an academic side, too, coming in and being on your own here as well. How's that gone for you?
Academically-wise, I think it's been okay. I've definitely had to have more of a balance between homework and soccer, but we're adjusting.
Is that something where your teammates can help you out, some of the veterans on the team, too, to help you in that aspect of things?
Yes, I've definitely already talked to a few of my teammates who have taken, like, the classes that I've taken or am taking, and they've definitely helped, and they're willing to come true to me or whatever I need.
So. Have you set a major yet, and what are you looking at academically there?
My major is pre-vet, so I am looking for a career to be a veterinarian.
Well, that sounds like a good deal. There are always a need for those, I believe. And, Mark, let's just talk about what you got coming up as you look at the schedule. Back on the road here, a trip to Hayes, Kansas, a nice long trip out there for a 7 o'clock start on Friday evening. Then on Sunday, up the road to Nebraska Kearney.
Two programs that it's like every sport in the conference. You can't take a break from anybody. But Fort Hayes is playing really, really well right now. I think they've lost one game maybe, but the girls have bought in out there, had some success, you know, building off of what they did a year ago, and just looking forward to the opportunity to play another quality opponent. Very well coached, they're organized, and we have to put our best performance in to stay in the match.
All right, and Ekat, how much fun is it for you to go on the road with this team right now? Some of these trips might be a little bit longer than what you've had in the past.
It's so fun. On the bus rides, honestly, they feel short because we're always in conversation with one another. We're either singing pitch-perfect riff-offs or we're making rainbow loom bands, but it's so fun.
Or studying, right?
Or studying.
Now, do you get Coach Gordon to sing along with you there?
We'll get him eventually.
All right. Well, it's been great having both of you here on the program here with Coach Mark Gordon. And Ekat, let's go ahead and get to your last name again. Have you say it before I butcher it.
Theoharides.
All right. Good deal. We will be back, and we've got more coming up on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina and Land O'Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at Conception Abbey.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from the basketball press box here at Northwest Missouri State's Bearcat Arena for this week's show. And time now to talk cross country as Whit Cunningham is joining us and a couple runners off his team and Lydia McLaughlin and also Matt Gakel with us. And first of all, Coach, getting ready for a big meet coming up this weekend down in Columbia.
Yeah, we're really excited to get down to the course, get a preview. This is where our conference championships are going to be three-ish weeks from now, and beautiful course, beautiful setting, and great competition.
Hey, it really sounds like the Gans Creek Classic coming up there at Gans Creek. That's becoming kind of one of the top courses in the state, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's a specifically designed cross-country course, and that's all it's used for, and there's only a handful of those around the nation, so people are flocking there from around. You know, they host the SEC championships. I'm sure they'll host a national championship in a few years, and it's an exciting place to go compete.
Yeah, I think a lot of high schools are taking advantage of that course too, it seems like.
Yeah, just this last week, almost every school in Missouri was down there doing something, and if they weren't, they were at Rimrock, which was a pretty big one too.
All right, and what are some things you've been trying to do since the Woody Greeno to get everybody ready for this meet?
Yeah, I think, you know, as we're progressing a little bit throughout our season, we're just trying to stay consistent, keep people healthy the best of our abilities, and not get too far away from just the solid core work that we've been doing all year.
We got Lydia and Matt with us. What are some of the strengths that they bring to this program?
Oh, they bring a lot of strengths for us. So Matt here is a fifth-year senior for us, not new to the program anymore. He came in last year, and it's awesome to have him there with that leadership. Lydia was a freshman last year, learned a lot during that time, and is now as a sophomore leader for us, which is pretty exciting. And I think what they do is just set a good example for the rest of the team every day at practice, just clicking off the right things, kind of know the ins and outs of the program, and can guide everyone else in that direction.
And a couple that come to the program out of Kansas.
That's right, two Kansans right here.
Matt, coming from Council Grove, Kansas, coming in, what were some things that when we talk to the athletes, always like to ask about brought you to Northwest Missouri State for you? What was the interest point to come here?
Yeah, so originally, I had done my undergrad at Emporia State, so they come up to Northwest for a lot of indoor meets, so I was able to see the indoor facility, I was able to see the campus on warm-up loops and stuff, and being able to see that just kind of put Northwest on my radar. Obviously, at that point, I wasn't looking at going anywhere else until after I graduated, but the just kind of having it in your head is a good piece to it to get started, because I didn't know Northwest existed in high school, and then coming into the position of being a grad transfer and looking at different schools, it was academics came first. I wanted to make sure I had the right program, and there was a handful that had the opportunity to run and have that program. So that narrowed it down to two or three, and then one of them had a coaching change, so that kind of narrowed it down to two, and then I was able to kind of talk with the coaches, have a little bit more in-depth discussions with that, and that's kind of where I made my decision. I was out of state at the time when I was trying to make this decision, so I wasn't really able to come on a visit, meet the team and all that, so it was kind of a leap of faith there to be able to do that, and almost kind of a reckless decision in hindsight, but it was the right decision, because coming in, I mean, the culture here is incredible. Looking at just the full top to bottom athletic director all the way down to the teammates and everywhere in between, coaches, support staff, strength staff, training staff, all of that is just top notch. So I think I made the right decision. I should have considered all those things when I was making that decision, but knowing now what I do know, I think I made the right decision.
And academically, well, what was the attraction here with that?
So I was looking at a computer science data analytics kind of thing, and we had a data analytics master's program. So that's what I'm in right now, and I'll finish that in April.
And Lydia, coming from Olathe, Kansas, mm-hmm. What brought you to Northwest?
Kind of the same thing with Matt. Like my early years of high school, I didn't really know what Northwest was. But I think my introduction was one of my really good teammates as like a junior and senior. She came here to play soccer, and so she was a couple years older, and like she just raved about how much she liked the school. So then when Wick reached out about like coming up to visit, I was really excited, and I wanted to see like the campus and everything, and I just felt very like he wanted me on the team, like, as an individual, like, not just to run here. Like, he actually cared about, like, me progressing as an athlete, and I just felt very cared about, even just from the visit. And obviously, like, the facilities here are amazing. Like, I just feel like every coach really just wants the best for their athletes. And I instantly loved, like, the team culture as well as Matt. I thought that everyone was so inclusive, and it just felt like a good place that I could, like, really, I don't know, progress as an athlete. And so, yeah, that was for me.
And how things progressed for you as an athlete this season? What are some of the things that you feel like you've made some strides in this year?
Wait, say that again?
What are some of the areas that you feel like you made some strides in this year as an athlete?
This year? Definitely last year. It was a festival year for cross country, so it was a little longer. And so I guess, like, just getting used to, like, the training, like, week to week, it was definitely a lot at first for me, but I think this year I've really like managed everything. Like I know how it kind of works now. And, so I'm just really excited to like
race more and just kind of get the hang of it, I guess.
And for both of you, talk a bit about the excitement of going and competing on the Gans Creek course this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I was talking with these guys just a little bit ago about how many courses I'd been to over the course of my career and how Gans isn't one of them. So it's really cool to be able to go to a new place, especially one that's as traditioned as that one. I mean, they've put a really, really good course together, and being able to go to a place like that is really exciting.
And a couple of my teammates have run this course in high school, like just for their state meets and stuff. And I've just heard really good things about it. It's not very hilly. The footing's all good, so I'm really excited to run there too.
Imagine as a cross-country runner, that first part you mentioned where it's not very hilly is something you really have to like.
Well, I'm a mid-distance track runner, so I like track a little more, so I feel like the hills just kind of, but you know, yeah.
Imagine going over and working out in the wintertime at the Hughes Fieldhouse had to be something that really attracted you
it's
there.
It's so good there. Like, all my workouts there last year just felt good because, I don't know, something about Hughes is just great.
It's the best building on campus.
Yeah.
All right. And, of course, Coach Cunningham, when you look at this weekend at Gans Creek, and you mentioned earlier that's where the MIAA meet will be this year as well. What's the competition you'll be up against this upcoming weekend?
Yeah, we'll have a lot of in-conference schools, Central Missouri, Emporia, Rogers, MOSO, Nebraska Kearney, or just a quick – I'm probably missing one, but those are the ones off the top of my head that I know that will be there. And then we have a lot of schools that we raced at Woody Green, or some of those junior colleges throw out a lot of great athletes. And then we even get a mix from different areas, which is pretty exciting. It's nice to not just see the same three teams all year round, except Kearney. They keep seeking us out, apparently. but I think that's going to be great for us.
What's the big strategy going into this as you prepare for the conference meet down line to try to make sure that the team is ready to peak at that conference meet?
Yeah, so this is about getting a feel for the course. Know where you are. Know what part you might struggle on. Be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of where your teammates are. Being aware of these things before conference is stuff that we don't have to deal with on the back end there. In terms of team strategy, everyone's got a little bit different race strategy, different individuals. Packing up as a team or staying close to your teammates is huge in cross country. It's a lot easier to run with someone near you than kind of out in no man's land, which does happen. And then if we end up in that place, that's okay too, because that's part of the game.
All right. Well, Wick, it could have been good having you with us along with Lydia and Matt as well.
Thank you.
Again, we're talking with the head coach of the cross-country program at Northwest Missouri State, Wick Cunningham, along with Lydia McLaughlin and Matt Gakel. We'll be back. We've got more coming up on the Coach's Show right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW, comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The Design Center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live today from the basketball press box at Bearcat Arena, and joined now by the head coach of the Northwest men's and women's tennis teams, Mark Rosewell. And Mark, your women's team had the long trip down to Edmond, Oklahoma for the ITA regional meet this past weekend. Some great facilities down there. And I know, talking with you a little bit earlier, you really felt like you had a good tournament down there.
Yeah, John, it went well. It was extremely hot on Saturday. It was about 100 degrees down there, so it warmed up like Oklahoma can this time of year. But great facilities there, 40 courts, 6 indoor. Couldn't be any better. So once you get there, it's a great experience.
And overall, just talk about the way the team performed down there.
I thought very well, John. Going into the tournament, really – we had a team seeded in doubles. We had none in singles. Of course, we lost our two-time All-American to graduation last year, Vera, and our number two player who won the other region transferred to another school. So, you know, in a tournament like this, it's your top players that that win the tournaments and so forth. That's why I'm just really pleased as punch on how we did. Just kind of capsizing it really. Three of our top players start off with Carol. She played a young lady from Missouri Western who got to actually got to the top four in the tournament last year. And she knocked her off. She was the number four seed. And then we had another young lady, Angela. And Angela played Missouri Western, their new recruit, and this guy was seeded too. I couldn't figure that out. She just came in, and you know, here we got Tessa, who gets to the top eight tournaments, not a seed. It's kind of questionable, but anyway, that's the way it was. But Angela beat her, and she's a very good player. But again, she was a seed, so there's two Missouri Western seeds down, and then Tessa beat very good player from Wachita Baptist. And she played their number one player from last year, from Missouri Western. And she was a seed, too. She was the five seed. Guess what? Tessa won that. Now, I'm not saying this is going the way it's going to work out in the spring, but, boy, it's a good sign, you know. I mean, to knock off three seeds, you know how tough it is. That tournament is. They had 150 participants. When we first started the ITA here at Northwest Missouri State, 1991, Julie Callahan was a seed at that tournament, and so she just got an award at the halftime of the football game for their family, Gary Collins and all them. But we had 32 participants. So, man, we have come a long, long ways, a long ways when we hosted that. But and then in doubles, well, like I said, Tessa, she made it to the top eight, which is, I believe, where the Vera was last year. So that's really good, very well. And then in doubles, we had a double team, Sophie and, you know, Carol. They got to the quarterfinals, the top eight in doubles. So, again, very good. And they almost made the semifinals. I think they lost 8-6, you know. And then Sophie just on the for kicks on the back draw, she lost a close match first round. And she played the number one seed in the tournament, number one seed tournament, and beat her. I think it was 1-1 or 1-2. I don't know, you know, if the girl was injured or what, but still, that's the number one seed. So, yeah, I was happy.
Really a lot to build off of when you get ready for the spring season, which is the team competition there. So I've got some great experience, not only for the women this past weekend and throughout the fall, but also on the men's side.
Yeah, and the men, you know, we had a team get to the semifinal. Now, am I disappointed? We for the last 3 years we've been winning and advancing on to the national tournament, but you have to be realistic sometimes. And did we play well? Yeah, I thought we did. Andre was the number one seed. He got upset, but it was like a tiebreaker in the third set. That match could have gone either way, and if he gets past that one, then, you know, think good things are happening and so forth. But, again, both teams, it was good.
So now that the ITA portion of the season is complete, what do you do with the team as far as getting ready for the team's competition, which will get started probably, what, late February, I guess, with the matches starting up again?
Yeah, indoor matches, maybe even middle of February, I think, this year. But, you know, the weather is so good in Maryville in the fall. You wonder why. I mean, tennis is a spring sport, you know, with the individual stuff in the fall, but really, as Coach Bird used to say, the weather's way better in the fall in Maryville than it is in spring, and that is fact. So we're going to keep on practicing and taking advantage of the weather, like a lot of teams further south can play longer, you know, and keep figuring out the doubles teams and getting ourselves ready for the spring.
Yeah, really, when you look at it, I think that's a good point you made with the weather situation. A lot of the spring sports would probably have more opportunity to play if they would move those to the fall.
Yeah, and you can't, you know, not everybody can play in the fall. But, you know, look at the high schools. About all the girls, maybe the exception of Iowa, play their fall girls tennis in the women's tennis in the fall, and the guys play in the spring or vice versa or whatever. But you know, it seems to work pretty well for them. Now we have all of our individual stuff in the fall, so it's not like we're not doing anything. And that's just the way they do it with the spring championships, and that's the way it's always been. You know, you remember the day when, you know, when we played, there was just a spring season. There wasn't any fall season. You know, that's all come later and so forth. But it's great for tennis, college tennis.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, Mark, it's been great having you with us on the show. And good luck for your team as you get ready for the spring part of the season.
Always a pleasure, John.
All right, that's the head tennis coach at Northwest Missouri State, Mark Rosewell. Don't forget, coming up on Saturday, it's Bearcat football. Northwest Missouri State on the road to Warrensburg as they face Central Missouri. It will be at 1 o'clock. Kickoff will be on the air at 12 noon with Bearcat game day. A big matchup for both of those teams coming up on Saturday. So make sure you keep your dial tuned right here to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. Again, thanks to everyone involved with our program here. Matt Trenton on assignment for today. I'm John Coffey, and we'll be right back with you again next Tuesday for another edition of the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show.